Well, boy, there's a lot happening on the world stage, a lot happening in D.C. Let's welcome on and say good morning to Kansas U.S. Senator Roger Marshall. He joins us here on KCMO Talk Radio. Senator, good morning. Great to have you on. Let's just first talk about your analysis here. We saw the world watched yesterday as the president met with Vladimir Putin for a couple of hours during that summit. I'm not sure what we took out of it, what we learned from it. I think we're all rooting in this case for the president, even those of us that did not vote for him. But do you feel confident that that America came out on top of that summit and that things will drastically change in any way with Vladimir Putin and the Russians?
Well, good morning, Pete. When you said analysis, I thought you were going to ask me about the Royals game last night, and we lost another one. But anyway, back to the world stage. Look, the president walked in there from a position of weakness. We had just given Putin wins with Nord Stream and given Putin a 45-minute stage to pontificate without an American president there to rebuke him, to rebuttal him. I mean, he sounded like Congressman Ilhan Omar up there, that he had taken her talking points comparing America to a bunch of terrorists and thugs without any type of law and order or a constitutional process. So I'm afraid we took a couple steps backward yesterday.
Well, if you can figure out the Royals situation as well, that would be very good insight, because we're all trying to figure out what's going on there. My goodness, it's tough right now. It is very tough. Senator, I wanted to...
We're rooting for them. We are really rooting for them.
We are. Red Sox in town this weekend. See if we can turn things around. Senator, I want to now move on and look at where we're at with the China relationship. That's also been a big focus here over the past week with the president overseas. Holding China accountable, especially in the wake of COVID, what do you believe that the administration should be doing? And what can the rest of you all be doing in Washington, D.C.? Because this, to me, feels like something that should be wildly bipartisan, regardless of what you think about different issues. But it really doesn't feel like we're there yet.
Yeah, so certainly the president, the White House need to be louder, stronger, making this a priority, bringing on world partners to put pressure into China to shame them into opening the book, so to speak. From my standpoint, we led bipartisan legislation. We got a senator from New York, Senator Gillibrand, just do a resolution with us. We got unanimous bipartisan support to proceed, that this needs to be investigated, prodding the World Health Organization to do their job. Now I'm working overtime to make sure that the Senate opens some type of an investigation as well. Really, I uncovered some really good data yesterday, some opportunity to move forward. I can't share what that information is, but we may have found another treasure trove of opportunities to really prove that this lab, that the Wuhan lab leaked this virus, and most likely this virus was manufactured there in that laboratory. And unfortunately, we may have taught China how to do some of the steps. I don't think that we actually participated in the making of this virus, but we taught Dr. Xi how to do this viral gain of function.
Wow. Now, what do we think that is through, by the way? What makes you believe that that we taught them this game, as you put it?
Oh, well, there's no doubt that a laboratory in North Carolina worked with Dr. Xi together with the original SARS virus. And we were able to put this protein spike that everybody's talking about. That's a man-made protein spike that we put on that SARS virus that sticks like glue to human cells. So we taught her how to do that. We helped her grow mice that would actually, we could experiment on with this same receptor. So the unique thing about this COVID-19 virus is it loves humans, right? Mm-hmm. And so it goes from human to human transmission, but it doesn't like bats. So the Chinese are trying to tell you that it's from a bat, but this virus doesn't like bats. It likes humans. That's just almost impossible in nature for that to have occurred like this. So we think that this COVID-19 is probably some type of a derivative of that virus that we had taught her how to make, or we made with her, this SARS virus on steroids.
Well, there's certainly more that's going to come out on that, we hope. Senator, H.R. 1 is obviously the bill that Democrats are trying to federalize elections across the country. There's some concern that they could blow up the filibuster to get this thing through. It looks like for now, Senators Manchin and Sinema out of West Virginia and Arizona, respectively, are not interested in this, or at least blowing up the filibuster to make this happen. How confident are you behind the scenes and talking to people that that is the case?
Well, listen, Pete, the freshman Republican senators were taking time mowing Joe Manchin's lawn right now to make sure that he stays tight, right? So anyway.
I'll help. I'll help. You pay for the flight. I'll do it too. Jeez.
Exactly. That's how critical this is right now. But look, I'm so proud of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema both standing tall, sticking with their beliefs. And so I think they're stronger today on this issue than they were a week ago, than a month ago, that the press keeps pushing them into a corner and they keep fighting back. So HR1, let's talk about that just for a second, because the national media is doing such a disservice and not telling the what's wrong with this legislation. This would be the federal takeover of election, which is unconstitutional. If this were to pass, it would go down in history as the Nancy Pelosi Power Grab Act. Look, they can't win an election based upon their policy, so she wants to change the election rules. What this legislation would do would tell Kansas we cannot use voter ID. That's the federalization of elections. They want to tell Kansas we cannot use voter ID and that we have to promote ballot harvesting. And you know what this has made me think about is just how much value do you place on your ability to vote? What would you pay for the opportunity to vote in America? You have to use an identification to get a hotel room tonight, when I rent a car tonight. When I get off on an airplane here in a couple hours, I have to show my ID. And I think voting has a higher value than any of those do. If we don't maintain the integrity of our elections, we devalue your vote. Very simply stated, I want to make it easier for people to vote and harder to cheat. So easier to vote, harder to cheat. Those should always be our goals. If we lose voter ID, we lose the integrity of the election. It makes it easier to cheat. If we promote ballot harvesting, that makes it easier to cheat as well. And Pete, I think you'd agree with me that the opportunity to vote is one of the greatest values that we have as American citizens.
Yeah, and on a similar note, speaking of the filibuster in general, you mentioned that Manchin and Sinema have held their ground on this thus far. Is there anything, I mean, I wake up every day nervous about reading that headline that they've changed their minds on this. Just generally speaking, knowing the people in the Senate like you do, do you feel like they are solid on this and that, you know, we are not going to be in a position where this country no longer has a filibuster for either side of the aisle in the U.S. Senate?
Yeah, well, Pete, certainly I've looked both of them in the eye and they've looked me in the eye and said they do not want to lose the filibuster, that the filibuster is what creates bipartisan, long-lasting legislation. I think that they're both honorable people. Joe Manchin is a person I've got to know very well over the past 4 years, having dinner with him most every Tuesday for 4 years. He's a man of faith, one of the few born leaders up here, certainly a person of integrity. Kyrsten, I'm getting to know better. She's the most wildly dressed person on the Senate floor, so she's always easy to find. All I can tell you is if they keep to their word, we're safe. Do we have to keep that strong relationship, hold them tight? Because their caucus is coming after them. The far left, the progressives, the president. I mean, they're just wearing Joe and Kyrsten out. If you could just imagine getting whipped by the president of the United States on a daily basis.
Senator, last thing. Back here at home, as I'm sure you're familiar with, there was decision made by GOP legislators in the last couple of days to end the state of emergency in Kansas. The governor here, not happy about that. She wanted to keep it rolling. I know, you know, you're dealing with federal issues right now every day, but back here at home, what do you make of that? You know, as obviously a doctor as well, who has seen us dig out of this virus and now, you know, things are basically back to normal. Do you believe the state of Kansas should have stayed in a state of emergency? And what does that mean?
No, the emergency is over with. Thank goodness. You know, everyone that wants the vaccine should have had it by now. I don't know if we're at herd immunity, but we have to be getting real, real close to herd immunity. The economy is opening back up. The only thing holding us back up is the governor won't stop the extra $300 a week of federal dollars. That's what would finish the economy going back in the right direction. So thank goodness we had the vaccine. It is time to move on. But you have to realize the Democrats want this story. They want the state of emergency because they can control you. They want you to wear a mask so that they can control you. They love these states of emergencies. I had no idea. They want to abuse our constitutional rights. They want this to be the story, not that this economy is being held back because of them right now. So they want us to be paying attention to that. Meanwhile, they're going to continue their power grab, trying to pack the courts, give D.C. statehood. I ran through this H.R. 1. We haven't talked about the transgender issue today, a whole bunch of other things that they want to keep ramming through here. So they want the emergency to keep your eye on that ball, not what they're trying to really get done.
Senator, thank you as always for being here, sir. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Pete. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That is Roger Marshall on KCMO Talk Radio.